From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is documentary filmmaker Morgan Schmidt-Fang. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really, really good. I'm so happy you're here because your film, Anton, Circling Home, is screening at the Roxy for the San Francisco Documentary Film Festival this Saturday afternoon. It's about an 80-year-old New York artist, Anton Von Dalen, his love for pigeons, growing up during World War II in Holland, and his artistry. It's a really interesting film. But right now, we're going to hear Morgan's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do in the Bay. First up is the podcast, Art Heals All Wounds. Host Pamela Uzale is also a documentary filmmaker based in Oakland, and she interviews artists about how their work transforms lives. And she talks to them about how their art created a healing experience for them and the community. And Morgan, I know you were a guest on the podcast. So what do you like about this podcast, Art Heals All Wounds?
Well, I'm a huge fan. I think that, you know, because of her being a filmmaker herself, a documentary filmmaker, she really can kind of empathize with the artistic process. And she really knows how to ask really kind of deep questions and gets right to the heart of it. For anybody who's interested in filmmaking, but also in other areas of art as well. I mean, she interviewed a pole dancer. She's interviewed people who are doing acting with folks who are incarcerated. She just takes her time and digs deep. So if you're into a half hour, 45 minute interview, she really delivers.
I know people are really ready to heal right now after 2020. So that's the podcast, Art Heals All Wounds. Your next pick, Morgan, is something I've been missing so much, which is going to the movies. So yes, indulge in overpriced popcorn, get lost in a story on screen, and help out small independent movie theaters. Now, one of my favorites is the Alameda Theater and Cineplex. Which one of your favorite theaters, Morgan?
One of my favorites, like growing up as a kid, was the Grand Lake Theater. It was just such a big spectacle and huge, you know, theater, beautiful, right in the heart of Oakland, next to Lake Merritt. So they always have the big blockbusters, but they always have at least an independent film too. And then of course we have the Roxy in San Francisco in the heart of the Mission, over 100 years old. And so I've been going there since I was a kid. SF Doc Fest that's happening. All the ticket sales are going to go to support this community-owned theater. And then my last plug would be for the PFA, a part of the Berkeley Art Museum in Berkeley. They have some of the most amazing collection of films that they show, things that you can't find on the web, things that you can't see at other theaters. It's an amazing resource.
All right, so we just named a whole bunch of theaters and we'll have all the information online. Let's go out and support your local independent theater. And your final pick is Deer Park Trailhead in Fairfax. But there's a twist to your pick, Morgan. You suggest that we take photos during our hike. Deer Park Trailhead is about a 35-minute drive from Berkeley, Oakland, and there are different hiking levels. Morgan, you're a filmmaker, so I know you know the camera. Give us tips. You sent me some gorgeous photos, by the way. So tell us how we can take really gorgeous photos when we're hiking.
Well, first, the biggest thing is like time of day. So like either if you're a morning person, you know, get there right at sunrise because the light is beautiful. It's referred to as magic hour. And if you're not a morning person and you're more an end of day person, which I tend to be, I like to get out there right before sunset. And so again, that's the magic hour when the light is golden and beautiful and the sun is very low in the sky. And there's 150 miles of Marin watershed trails that start from Deer Park. Free parking, plenty of picnic tables, flush toilets, and a water fountain, and all levels of hiking from that point. So you can do nice, flat, easy trails in the shade, or you can go for something a little steeper and sunnier.
that's a great idea for families too. That's the Deer Park Trailhead in Fairfax. Make sure you bring your camera or your camera phone to capture some nature. I've been speaking with Morgan Schmidt-Fang. See his film, Anton, Circling Home, this Saturday, June 12th, 2:40 p.m. at the Roxy during the San Francisco Documentary Film Fest. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tarek Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.